50. 50. Who planned this park? Frederick Law Olmsted, 1822 to 1903, a Connecticut farm boy, saw his first public park in Liverpool, England, as he accompanied his brother on a walking tour. He was impressed by the park's winding paths, open fields, lakes, and bridges. Perhaps the most wondrous thing of all was that the park was open to everyone. A movement beginning in 1840 to set aside parkland on New York City's Manhattan Island successfully culminated in 1856 with the purchase of 840 acres of rocky and swampy land, bought with about $5 million in state funds. Olmsted's chance meeting with a project organizer led to his applying for the job of park superintendent. In 1857, Olmsted was appointed superintendent of the proposed park, and the clearing of the site began. But a park needs a plan, so the park commissioners offered a $2,000 prize for a winning design. Calvert Vaux, a British architect, asked Olmsted to collaborate with him on a park design, and Olmsted agreed. Vaux saw the park as a work of art, while Olmsted saw the park as a place for people to escape the bustle and noise of the city. Together they devised a plan that would give city dwellers a tranquil, green park and would also preserve and enhance the natural features of the land. The commissioners voted in favor of Vaux and Olmsted's plan, and in 1858 the two became the official designers of New York City's Central Park. It took millions of cartloads of topsoil to build Central Top's gentle slopes, shady glens, and steep, rocky ravines. 5 million trees and shrubs were planted, a water supply system was laid, and bridges, arches, roads, and paths were constructed. The park officially opened in 1876, and today, well over a century later, people still escape the bustle and noise of the city in Olmsted and Vaux's great work of art.